This is the City of CS Show on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. Southern Colorado's answer to all things real estate. Now here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Hello and welcome to the City of CS Show, brought to you by American Liberty Mortgage, Drury Brothers Roofing, and Mia Bella Properties. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz, your host and owner and realtor at Mia Bella Properties. Well, you know, during the last 2 months, well, 2.5 months, well, almost three, actually, we donate our time to nonprofits in hopes that you will consider giving a donation during the holidays, because that's typically when people do give donations, whether it's cash, food, what have you. So we donate our time and we like to listen to all the nonprofits in the area and a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And, you know, last year I had a lady call me and she only had $20 and she wanted a suggestion where she could drop, you know, which organization. And I said, well, why don't you just divvy up a little bit here, a little bit there, and break it up? She said, that's a great idea. So she did. Put cash in envelopes and she sent it and hopefully they got it. Yeah, so my point is, you know, even if you have a little bit, share it if you'd like or give it to one of the organizations, whatever you want to do. The important thing is that you try. You try to do something because there's always somebody less fortunate than you. Even though at times I'm sure it might be really difficult to even think that, you know, maybe you're in a bad situation yourself. But, you know, if you get a roof over your head, hey, you know what? You're farther ahead than a lot of people that you see down on the creek. So if you can spare a dime, whatever, a dollar, five, 20, 100, whatever it may be, these organizations I've been having on my show last couple of months would be more than happy to take that money off your hands and stretch that dollar and use it to help our people in our, not only in our area, but some of the organizations even stretch out into other areas. Case in point is today I have Joanne Wise. She is the Marketing and Communications Director at Care and Share. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for having us today.
You know, Care and Share, oh boy, I don't know if anybody doesn't know anything about Care and Share. But just in case they don't, Joanne, what is Care and Share?
Absolutely. Well, at Care and Share, we believe that no one should go hungry. We work with different partner food pantries and meal sites all across Southern Colorado to get food to families, individuals, kids who are at risk of hunger. And we do that every single day. We don't only cover Colorado Springs and Pueblo, but we cover 31 counties across Southern Colorado.
See what I mean by not even just in this area, but in other areas too, because there's hungry people everywhere.
Absolutely. You can think about people who need assistance here in our area, but then also in rural areas as well.
All right. And how do you go about doing that?
Well, we work every single day as a food bank. What we're able to do is we're a distribution center. So we are able to partner with farmers, local farmers, different manufacturers and retailers. And then we get food donations into our distribution center. We're then able to work closely with our partner food pantries and our partner meal sites. You might think of those as the Springs Rescue Mission or Marion House, and what they are able to get the food to individuals who need it. So we were able to get out more than 24 million pounds last year.
24 million pounds.
Yes.
That's a lot of pounds.
It's a lot, yes. And we couldn't do it without the community or without our partners that we work with.
That's a lot.
I know, yeah. It equates to about 19 million meals. And we do that every single day. And the people that we're serving, you know, you were mentioning earlier that sometimes you just come across a situation where you need a little bit of help. And we've met a lot of families who have just come across unexpected situations.
Yeah, you know, just because the economy is supposedly doing great doesn't mean it's benefiting everybody, because that's not true. It's not benefiting everybody. There's still those out there that are needy. There will always be needy. But sometimes it seems like it might be even more rampant than usual.
Absolutely. We're seeing right now our economy is blooming, but at the same time, rent and the cost of living
utilities
is increasing as well.
Mm-hmm.
So for a lot of families who are living paycheck to paycheck during the holiday season, when it comes around to Thanksgiving or when it comes around to Christmas, that's a tough decision for them to make, especially if they have children or family that they want to buy gifts for or they want to have those special holiday meals with. But at the same time, they're thinking about, can I still put everyday groceries on the table or can I pay those utility bills?
Right, because let's face it, groceries are not inexpensive. They're very expensive. And I was at a pharmacy not too long ago, and a lady was in front of me and it was taking her forever. And then, you know, I had to kind of stretch my ear to hear what's going on. You know, that's who I am, hey, right? But anyway, the thing is she was telling the lady behind the counter, who I happen to know, that she had to think in her mind, and she's doing calculations with using her fingers, of she's going to pay for food or she's going to pay for these pharmaceuticals.
Mm-hmm.
She turned around and walked away and left the bag there. So obviously that showed me, and I was the next person in line, that showed me she wasn't paying for them. I told the gal behind the counter, I said, yell her name, I'm going to pay for her. And so I paid for her pharmaceuticals. So the point being is that people are put in a position where they might not be able to pay for food or pharmaceuticals, you know, their medications. You know, there's priority here. And I know of a gal that's having an issue right now with her furnace. Her furnace is not working at all. And a guy that I know donated his time to go out there and try to fix it. It's not something that can even be corrected. She needs a whole new furnace. Point being, there's a lot of needs out there. Food, we have to have food, folks, because if you can't nourish your body, you can't live.
You can't. You can't concentrate. You can't get through the day.
Right. And it affects our children, too. Very young.
Absolutely. Yes.
And babies up to our seniors.
Mm-hmm. And in fact, 1 in 8 people in Southern Colorado does not know where their next meal is coming from. For kids, that's 1 in 6. So imagine as a child going to school and having to sit through school being hungry. And that's why it's important that we have these different sites and we have these different programs. So one of the great programs that we have is Send Hunger Packing. And that's where we partner up with school districts. We have volunteers who come in and they pack bags of food. And then teachers and different staff members from schools are able to come in later in the week. They pick up those bags. And on Friday, before the kids go home, they're able to give it to certain kids discreetly, and they're able to take it home over the weekend to share with their family. And it's enough to be able to share with the family of 3 to 4 over the weekend. So that way, when they're out of school, they don't have to think about, where is my next meal going to come from?
It's that rampant, huh? That common?
It is, yeah.
That's neat, though, that there's people like that will help.
Absolutely. We live in a really generous community. We have a lot of people who care, a lot of people who stop by and want to know more about what we're doing, to take a tour of the food bank, to see how everything works.
Boy, and that is a food bank.
It is. Have you been there before?
Yeah.
Okay.
Several times. Huge.
It is.
And,
yes.
And there's a process. There's a process of how things are stored and what is stored. And it just, it's mind blowing. It's surprising to me.
Absolutely. When the food comes in, it goes out just as quickly. So we are constantly moving food and making sure that we can get it out to our partner food pantries. So that way we're able to help people who need it, who come in every single day.
Wow. And you said it's 1 in 8 people are hungry.
Yes.
One in six are children.
Yes. Currently, we are serving about 153,000 people across Southern Colorado. Those are 31 different counties. So the way that you can think about it, yes.
Okay.
So the way you can think about it is from the Monument area, we serve the southern half of the state all the way down to the New Mexico border, all the way east and west.
There might not be quote unquote food banks in these areas, but there's nonprofits or, you know, in these areas that feed.
Absolutely.
Feed people,
distribute
the food.
So we are the one main food bank in Southern Colorado. And then we work with different organizations who are also focusing on hunger relief. And by partnering with them, we're able to get this food out to different areas and different areas where they need that access.
Let's talk about your budget.
Okay.
What is your budget?
Our budget?
Yeah. How much money do you guys spend a year? Because I know your overhead is extremely low.
It is. Yes. Our overhead is at 4%. So we work really, really hard
there
to keep
it
low.
There you go. So 4%. That's the budget for your overhead, which a lot of people want to know when they make a donation.
Absolutely.
That is super duper low. So the rest of the cash then goes to, my understanding, you even purchase bulk foods from manufacturers.
Mm-hmm.
So very inexpensively, so you can distribute these foods. So maybe a cereal company or something like that.
Absolutely. So what we're able to do is the food that we don't get that isn't donated, we have to pay for the transportation to get it here, which not a lot of people know about.
Transportation,
absolutely. Some of that food comes from out of state. And while it may be free, we still have to pay to get it here. So that's something that we always have to keep a close eye on. And then at the same time, we also look at what food we can purchase. And we do get it at a better price than what you would get if you go to the grocery store. But we want to make sure that we're getting an abundance of food, different varieties of food. So we want to make sure, you know, if we get a truckload of food, how many different products can we get to make sure that we have a variety for people when they go into a food pantry to be able to choose from.
That's a lot of logistics, isn't it?
It is. But we have a great operations team and they're able to work closely with that every day.
So, you know, this area gets this area gets this, and they can divvy it out to this organization. They can divvy it out to these organizations. Wow. And that's a daily thing you all do.
Absolutely. And when it comes to every single dollar that is donated, we want to make sure that we are using that donated dollar wisely. So we want to make sure for every dollar that you give us, we're able to acquire 8 meals with that. We want to go toward getting food for people who need it.
$1, 8 meals.
Yeah.
$1, 8 meals.
People are usually shocked when we tell them that.
Wow.
Yes. It is great, but also at the same time, we're serving 31 different counties.
That's more than an order of fries is more than a dollar. Mm-hmm. And yet you all are taking a dollar and providing 8 meals.
Absolutely. And we want to make sure, speaking of fries, that we're also looking for nutritious food too.
Right.
So we're always striving to be able to get that fresh produce in. And luckily we're able to team up with a lot of local farmers in Pueblo who are able to get us some of that great produce.
So, you all maximize the dollar. I mean, there's just no way I could do 8 meals out of $1. But that's fantastic. And, you all have your people that you can call and say, wheel and deal, so to speak, mm-hmm. with food and get it in bulk. And, what you said about transportation is huge because, we all know that fuel is not cheap. It's very expensive. We're going to take a short break and we're going to hear from our great sponsors. When we come back, Joanne and I are going to continue our conversation about Care and Share and how you can help them. And, maybe not in food, but maybe in a cash donation. So if you got any questions, give me a call, 719-641-1357. Come on back, listen and learn.
This year has proven to be a real threat when it comes to hail damage. Insurance companies paid out thousands in our area, but with the hail damage came roofing companies from out of area. It truly is frustrating to see how many people were taken advantage of. If you haven't had your roof inspected, do it now. I trust Drury Brothers Roofing with 34 years experience and over 20,000 happy customers. Let them inspect your roof for free. Give Drury Brothers Roofing a call at 719-591-4994. That's 719-591-4994.
Hi, I'm Michelle Tomberlin. You don't know me, but you may be just like me. I sold my home last year, and yes, I did my research before I chose my realtor. I chose Deborah Elliott Schultz with Mia Bella Properties. Deborah does exactly what she says she will do. List your home for a flat listing fee and save thousands. At Mia Bella Properties, their marketing plan includes a massive web presence, and she advertises it right here on KRDO. I also bought a home using Deborah as my buyer's agent, and she made sure that I received a one-year home warranty free. Using Deborah as my listing agent and my buyer's agent, I knew I was in great hands and could count on her to negotiate a great price for my home. I am a homeowner that wanted the best without having to pay an arm and a leg to sell my home and to find the perfect home for me and my family. Before you hire a realtor, give Deborah Elliott Schultz a call at 719-641-1357. That's 719-641-1357. You deserve the best.
Financing a new home can be a daunting process for the buyer. However, there can be exceptions. Let me, Ryan Herbig with American Liberty Mortgage, be your exception. Let me assist you with all of your home financing needs. I give you my word that I will be there from the start of your loan to the day of closing and will do everything in my power to make it a smooth process. We also offer refinance loans and reverse home mortgages. We are the City of CS Show preferred lender. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043.
Welcome back to the City of CS Show. Here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Welcome back to the City of CS Show. I have Joanna Weiss. She is a marketing communications director with Care and Share, and we've been talking about how they stretch a buck. It's amazing. And I know you can't do it. It's just crazy. So Thanksgiving just passed. Now we're coming upon Christmas. Again, another great need. But you all have great needs all year.
Year round. The holiday season is important because sure. There are people who are looking to be able to have those special memories with their families and to be able to buy gifts throughout the holidays. But the fact of the matter is that there are people who are facing hunger year round, not only during the holiday season.
Yeah. So how can people help Care and Share?
There are different ways that you can help us. We were talking earlier about how with $1 donated, we're able to acquire 8 meals. So monetary donations are really important for us. But if you're looking to give time instead, we are always looking for volunteers to come over to our food bank, help us sort and pack food. We say that we wouldn't be able to do what we do without volunteers. They really are the heartbeat of our organization, and they help us get food out to people who need it. Last year, we had more than 50,000 volunteer hours, people who gave us their time because they want to make a difference.
That's huge. And if you don't have time, you can give food.
Absolutely.
And cash.
food and cash. If you give food, we call them care drives. And we love when people do that in the community, especially if you're a family and you have kids and you want to teach them about the importance of giving back and the difference that it makes. Have them do a care drive. They can go to our website, careandshare.org/get-involved. They'll see the Get Involved tab right there on the homepage. Mm-hmm. And then you can click on care drive and it'll take you through all the steps. And when I say care drive, that can be a food drive that your child can start. Uh-huh. Maybe whether it's just on the block asking their neighbors sure. to come donate. Maybe it's at their church or if they're part of a group.
Right.
Or it could be a fund drive as well.
Okay.
The fund drive is an online portion where they can create a web page and raise donations online. And that is one way where we're able to get those funds in and then we're able to take those donations and then get the food for them. It's great. And it's
a great way.
We have a lot of kids who do the food drives and mm-hmm. there's nothing better than seeing parents bring their kids into the food bank and drop off those donations so they can learn about it. We weigh the food right in front of them and just the smile on their faces when they know I did that.
Right.
I made a difference. They know where that canned good is going. Mm-hmm. It really is. It's a great feeling.
So mom and dad, if you're listening to this, you got some kiddos and you want to teach them something. This is something to teach them, giving back to society. So what is your website?
It is careandshare.org. If you want to bring them into the food bank, they can volunteer as well. We're able to have volunteers as young as 6 years old come in, help us out, sort and pack food. And you know what? Whenever kids come in, they do a great job. They really enjoy it. They're good at listening to instructions and they love looking at those canned goods and those box goods and sorting them and checking them and packing them. So it's a lot of fun.
That is a lot of fun. You know, I worked with the homeless for umpteen years and my kids used to go to work with me in the summertime. And, you know, 40 years old and 35 years old, they still remember that. And mm-hmm. that is the foundation of their beliefs and how they're raising their kids. And I tell you, you got to start them young. You really want to start them young. And just so they'll know that there's great needs out there and they live in the comfort of their home. They know that they're going to be getting at least three meals a day, snacks, whatever. Mm-hmm. And there's some kids out there that their pantry's empty at home.
Absolutely. I actually remember when I first started at Care and Share, we had a young girl come in and it was her birthday and her dad had asked her, what do you want to do for your birthday? And she remembered volunteering at Care and Share once before. She said, I want to go back and I want to volunteer at Care and Share. So they brought their entire family in and that's what she did for her birthday. And when I talked to her about it, I said, why did you want to do this? Why did you want to give back for your birthday? And she thought, because I know how my tummy feels when I want food. And that makes me sad thinking that there might be other kids or maybe some of my friends feel that way.
Isn't that neat?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kids understand. They have that empathy and they want to make that difference. You can bring them in. You can sign up groups if you would like to, not only coming in to volunteer as an individual, but if you have a group that you would like to bring in, you're always able to do that as well. And you can get all of the information on our website, careandshare.org/get-involved. When you go to our homepage, there's a big tab that says, I want to volunteer, and you can just click on that.
And nothing is too small. Just even a small box of food, even if that's all you raise, maybe you've got you live on a short street like I do and there's not very many homes, you know, those canned goods would come in handy. So please don't think that any little thing's going to help that dollar you got in your pocket.
Absolutely. Every dollar, every canned good, every minute that you donate, all of that makes a difference.
And you know, you have mentioned a couple of organizations that Care and Share supplies the food for, mm-hmm. but that was just a couple. There's several of them here in Colorado Springs that create meals for the elderly and for the young. And mm-hmm. so it's not just those two organizations, it's many of them.
Absolutely. We work with dozens here in El Paso County, but all across Southern Colorado, we work with about 276 partner food pantries and meal programs. So it's a lot. We have a lot of partnerships and we're not able to do it without them because they are really the ones. Once when they come in and get the food or we're able to deliver the food to them, they're the ones who know the communities as well and they're able to get it to the families and individuals who need them. It really is a great collaboration that we have with different organizations really across Southern Colorado.
Is there one certain food product that is most needed at Christmas time for your organization?
We are always looking for non-perishable foods, specifically protein, beans, peanut butter, canned chicken, any type of canned meat, like canned tuna, that always helps us out. What comes in during the holiday season, it helps absolutely during the holiday season and when Christmas comes up, but usually we're able to make that last. throughout the year as well. And that is food that a lot of people, it's easy to eat and it also lasts a while. So they're able to keep it in their pantry and use it to make different meals.
Do you accept perishables?
We accept certain types of perishables. And that's something where if they have questions about that, they can always reach out to us. They can contact us if they would like. But we really look for non-perishables.
Okay. Non-perishables, which makes perfect sense.
And with the non-perishables as well, whenever we do the holiday meals, our food pantries like to put together baskets. So they'll have the frozen turkey, but they also want other goods to go along with it. Those sides that we were talking about earlier, the mashed potatoes and the green beans and the cranberries. Those
sweet
are all
potatoes.
Great as well. Sweet potatoes too.
Right.
Yeah, for us, nutritious food is important, but we also realize that we're not the food police, so we accept candy donations.
I am.
We get a lot of cake donations from grocery stores and retailers, and we don't turn it away because we do realize that there are families who come in and their kids have birthdays coming up, and for them to be able to pick up a cake, that's really special for them.
Yeah, I never thought about that. Mm-hmm. So if anybody needs information about what to bring or maybe some ideas, how can they reach you?
They can go to our website. The easiest way is to go to careandshare.org, and we have a tab on our homepage that says Find Food. When you click on it, it's a really easy, simple tool where you put in your address. And then once when you do that and you press enter, all of our partner food pantries and meal sites will pop up. So you'll see the closest ones to you. You can click on any of those to get their information. And you just want to make sure you give them a call, especially if it's for the holidays. Let's say if you're looking maybe for a holiday meal, if they have certain distribution times, you want to make sure you know about that ahead of time. Call them, see what their hours are, what they're doing for the holiday. And have all of that information.
Y'all have spiffed up your website.
We have. Right. Well, we want to make sure that it's easy for everyone to access.
Let's say if a person doesn't have a computer.
Yes. If they don't have a computer and they want to give us a call, they can call our direct number. And that is 719-434-4673. And when you call that number, you are going to get a lovely hello from our receptionist, Fran.
Fran. Hi, Fran.
Fran, yes. And she will walk you through everything you need to.
Again, that's 434-4673. Wonderful. Hey, thanks, Joanna. I really appreciate you coming on to the City of CS show.
Thank you so much.
Hey, a big thank you to our sponsors. American Liberty Mortgage and Ryan Herbig is our go-to for all of our home buyers, investors, and those that need to refinance. Ryan is your source for your financing questions. Give Ryan a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043. And don't forget to get your roof inspected. You might have roofing issues and you don't know it. Now is a perfect time to find out the condition of your roof before the next hailstorms come this spring. If you have damage and you don't know it, these winter months just might kill your roof. Give Drury Brothers Roofing a call at 719-591-4994. That's 719-591-4994. If you're a business owner, if you'd like to sponsor the City of CS show, please give me a call, Deborah Elliott Schultz, at 719-641-1357. Or if you have a local business and you just want a little bit of exposure, you might be interested in our preferred provider list. What this is a list that I have vetted and I personally recommend you. Give me a call, 719-641-1357. Hey, you know, even though we're coming upon the holidays, a lot of people call me and they want to know, hey, is now the time to sell my home? Or is now is the time to buy a home? There's never really any right time or bad time, what have you. It's all throughout the year. But if you're interested in selling your home, give me a call. We're still doing market analysis throughout the year. Yes, even during the holidays. And if you're interested in purchasing a home, call us, 719-641-1357. 719-641-1357. Thanks so much for tuning in to the City of CS show. Please remember, don't text and drive. Nothing is that important, folks. Until next week, my friends, remember, it's never too late. Become the person you're meant to be.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.